You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labour MP Andrew Little.
So this week you're heading on a 10-day tour of the four other Five Eyes countries. At the moment you're currently calling in from Washington, D.C. How has your trip been going so far?
Oh, very good, yes. I had Monday I spent in Australia in Canberra talking to various counterparts there. They were all very good exchanges. And I've started the exchanges in Washington, D.C. sort of halfway through the first day. We've got another day and a half to go. And the purpose of the trip is really just to strengthen the relationships between New Zealand and our various Five Eyes counterparts. I have to say the reception I've had has been extremely warm and friendly and supportive. And I think and a recognition of both the importance of the relationship but also how good it is going in terms of the mutual contribution that each is making to the relationship as a whole.
Why is it important to maintain strong relationships with the other Five Eyes countries?
We're a small country at the bottom of the world. Our Five Eyes partners are countries with whom we share a great deal in terms of overall political values, political traditions, some historical traditions. And in terms of understanding the world and making our way in it and making our impact in it, we need to work with others. The relationships we have with our Five Eyes partners are the most trusted relationships we have at a governmental and political level. And it is important to continue to reassure our partners that we value the relationship. We seek to contribute what we can. We get out of it what we can. But right now, the relationship, I think, is probably stronger than it has ever been with our counterparts, certainly with Australia, certainly with the US. I haven't got to Canada and the UK yet, but I'm really pleased that the feedback I'm getting about how those other two countries see their relationship with New Zealand in the intelligence and security space.
So obviously New Zealand is quite a small country. Do we make contributions to Five Eyes, or is it more about having countries with bigger resources helping us out in intelligence?
Well, all of the other countries are obviously bigger than us, and in some cases bigger by a fairly high margin. And we do get a lot out of the relationship. But I can say that we do offer or contribute to the relationship. I know for a fact that some of the contributions we make are unique and are valued, and that's certainly the feedback I'm getting. With a country our size and with the available resources we've got, we have to think very carefully about how we use our resources, what we use them on, what we focus on. I think we make some pretty good judgments about how we do focus our intelligence and security resources, and I know that is of value to our Five Eyes counterparts.
What are some of the biggest challenges facing all of the Five Eyes intelligence agencies in today's world?
I think, first of all, the landscape is changing very, very quickly. If you think about the range of national security threats we face, I mean, cybersecurity is probably foremost amongst them, and that's not a matter of purely government interest. There's private sector interests, since it's the private sector that owns most of the telecommunications and IT networks that we operate off. So making sure that we have good defences and good robust security around the cyberspace is very important. All countries are grappling with that. In terms of sort of geopolitical threats, obviously the way some countries, bigger countries, think specifically of China, are acting in the world and the way they are trying to forge relationships in the world. To some extent, to the exclusion of others, then we have to be alert to that and work with our partners and other countries to make sure that we maintain a level of stability, both in our region but around the world as well. I know that for the US, Ukraine, what is happening in Ukraine is very important. That's a priority for them. I think because they see that what is happening in Ukraine could well be played out in other parts of the world, and we need to be certain about what's happening there and certain about our ability to prevent a repeat anywhere else in the world.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/becasts.